This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
It was a grape that was never quite at home in its native country. It always took a backseat to other Bordeaux and was lucky if it got to be part of the blend. Today, it's taken on a whole new life. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It was no match for its French Bordeaux cousins, the likes of Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. Malbec was the free spirit of the family. In Bordeaux, it grew like a weed, but it was a lot better at producing vines than fruit. As a result, it became known as a blending grape. That is, until it decided to leave Europe and take up roots in South America. Well, it turns out that too much love and too much water was a bit too much for Malbec. However, the climate of South America locales like Chile and Argentina offered just the right deprivation that resulted in perfectly ripened fruit to make marvelous Malbec. What winemakers also discovered is that Malbec was a wine that shined on its own and didn't need the help of other varietals to produce a stellar product. Today, Malbec's popularity is undeniable, and it's giving other reds a serious run for their money. Even California, renowned for Cabernets, is producing off-the-chart Malbecs. So if you've not yet ventured out of your comfort zone, why not give Malbec a swirl? Chances are, your first glass won't be your last. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.